be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen. What is the rapture? The rapture is 100% a teaching of our separated brothers or Protestants, which is apparently based on some texts of the Holy Scriptures. But these texts, because of their lack of unity, have not been interpreted well by them. The teaching of our Protestant brothers and sisters consists of this, that before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, there will be a moment of great and terrible tribulation for the world. Before all this happens, those who belong to the Church of Christ will be kidnapped or physically taken away in an almost unexpected and mysterious way. That is, they will disappear to be protected or preserved from everything that is going to happen on earth. In a phrase, the Church of Christ will be removed or snatched from the world to achieve the glory of heaven without going through the Great Tribulation. Now, what does the Catholic Church teach and what does she say about this? First, the Church sees this word rapture as entirely related to what St. Paul the Apostle says in his first letter to the Thessalonians, in chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 18, as a spiritual or mystical experience, as a special grace within our relationship and life in communion with God. There are some saints, such as St. Teresa of Avila, also called St. Teresa of Jesus, for example, who have referred to her ecstasies as a rapture or as being snatched from the world. St. Teresa of Avila says, "My soul was snatched, it was raptured, and I found myself in the presence of God," referring to this mystical experience of ecstasies that she had. So in conclusion, the Catholic Church uses this word rapture to talk about this mystical experience. Another example is St. Paul the Apostle, when he narrates his experience of having been taken to the third heaven, says, "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, still in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up right into the third heaven." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 to verse 4. Second, the Catholic Church places this rapture at the end of the world, with the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will come to perform the final judgment, to judge the living and the dead. At that time, the dead will rise, and together with those who are alive will be brought to meet the Lord, in his presence, to live the judgment, after which those who have washed their robes white again in the blood of the Lamb, as the book of Revelation chapter 7, from verse 13 to verse 17 says, have been through the great trial. They will be standing in front of God's throne and serving him day and night in his sanctuary, and the one who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them for all eternity. The Church must go through the great tribulation to be purified and beautified so that she can go to meet her Lord like the bride who goes to meet her future husband. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.